Hi, I'm Jen Sherlock, and welcome to my lifestyle podcast, Live Without a Net. The podcast showcases people who live fearlessly and have the ambition to create something. I'll showcase change makers who have decided to let go of their safety net in order to survive. So let's jump right in. Hi, I'm Jen Sherlock. Welcome to Live Without a Net. I have Carrie Morgan of the Soul Design Firm. She's a spiritual coach and she helps entrepreneurs level up. I'm excited to have you here today. Hi, Carrie.
Hello. Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited. And I got to connect with you last Sunday on our spiritual journey. And you taught me a lot of things I never thought before in terms of opening myself up to get on a higher energy frequency. And I would love to start with that. I want to know more about what you do, how you help people, and why vibing on a higher frequency is important.
Okay. So we were born in this like dimension realm, I like to say. And when you're a baby, you are at your highest level of frequency, right? Everyone's like, oh my God, I love a baby. I love her. And somewhere along the way, people tap into your energy and they place things in there like fear and doubt. And so you forget who you are. And when you get to a certain level, I've learned that you forget that you have powers. And so you need someone to help you be able to get to your next level by holding space for you. And if when you're a woman, it's like a go, 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 and you're always making sure that you are fulfilling the needs of others and you forget about yourself. So you don't realize if you don't have that person holding space for you, then your frequency will just stay in this mundane. It's like Groundhog Day. Like you're living that same day over and over and over. And so when someone holds space for you, they allow your mindset and your spiritual abilities to open up so you can, oh my God, this feels so much lighter up here. I don't have to do everything by myself. I can think differently. I can feel differently. So that's what I do. I hold this space for people to be able to vibe higher so that they can reach their fullest potential, because there's so many different things we weren't taught in this world. And becoming a yoga teacher definitely helped me understand this process a little bit more.
When did you become a yoga teacher?
I became a yoga teacher like 15 years ago. And that when I did that, I had my first panic attack because me and my husband, we owned an MMA business in Atlantic City, and we were like blowing up, and it was like a constant every 6 weeks. So we were in it. And I kept saying to myself, I was always the person that people came to me and they would say, I'm not feeling off. Can you help me? And I would always just help them, not knowing that that was my gift. And then I had a panic attack and I'm looking at my chest. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, that's not me. It feels wrong. And then I haven't had one since after I said, okay, this is not going to happen again. So I reset my life and I said, when did I feel the best in my life? And when I felt the best is when I was learning yoga and spirituality. So I just dove into it. And I just reset my whole life. And that's been 15 years. I haven't had one since because I know how to learn, how to understand what my body's doing and how to be like, okay, nope, this does not feel right for me. I'm backing out, right? So you have to be accountable for your feelings and your intuition.
Yeah, I'm one that had suffered panic attacks since I was little. So, I mean, I've been to the hospital for them, not in probably over a decade, but I mean, I think I control them better myself. I mean, every now and then I can still feel it, but I agree with you that if you kind of understand why it happens, that you can get yourself in a place to relax. And I think that will come to mind.
Because we go, like, I feel like we're always having a to-do list. It's a constant to-do list. And that's not what technically life's about. Like, you can technically, spiritually go to that place you want to be first and bring the energy down so that you're not weaving in and out trying to get there when you can go straight. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like, you feel like we're like, oh, I have to do this just to get here. But actually you can just get there, right? Yeah. You don't have to do it's all like, this stuff.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think we make things more complicated because our world is moving so fast with social media and life, and it's hard to keep up with sometimes.
Well, there's a lot of distractions. So, and on this earth, there's always someone, you have to do it this way, you have to do it that way. But most people in this life, being an entrepreneur, most people do it through their intuitive like abilities and their intuitive mindset of just like, let me just show up at this event. And then next thing you know, they meet the right person and they just showed up because they said, I have a feeling I'm going to show up. I think I'm going to meet the right person here, you know? And by doing that, they meet the right person, right? Oh. So, and it's like, instead of like, oh, let me go and do this and this and this, but they just met that one person and changed their whole life, right? Yeah. So that is where that spirituality comes in, is when you're listening, you get the message and you take aligned action, and it just plummets you forward exactly where you desire to be.
So when you meet with someone, what's the first thing you do? You find out whether it's work, love, it could be just something internal about them that they want to work on, whether it's confidence, boosting self-esteem. Where do you start with someone? And then I would love to know, like, what kind of tools, if you need any, to...
I don't know. I guess because of me, like, I found my gift. You can literally just talk to me for a second and I can kind of read your mind. It seems weird. But if someone is coming to me and they really want to get to that next level, I try not to scare people. So I let them kind of talk it out. But it is a gift that I have where I try not to give it all away. But if you tell me one thing, I could literally pinpoint the next 10 moves you need to make. And most people, when they listen to me, they'll come back and they'll be like, oh my God, that was like, I did it. And it was so easy, right? Because the world makes us feel like things have to be hard. Like we grew up saying, oh, you have to work hard. You have to do this. And you don't. You have to remember that there are frequencies out there that can guide you and lift you up to where you're feeling the love, you're feeling the inspiration. And it's for you, it's the confidence that you just need to feel in yourself, because most of the things that happen is mostly self-doubt and lack of belief in yourself. And that you got from when you were a child. So it plays into your adult world.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that everything has to do with your childhood.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it sick? The more you heal, the more you can be in this, in a calmer state. And it's weird. Okay, so when you walk into a room, have you ever noticed there's a person where you're like, I'm going to be friends with that person, because their aura is just so settling and it feels so like you want to give them a hug. You could just feel this like radiating pulsing coming from them. It's because their aura has been healed and they know their boundaries and they know what they approve of and what they don't. And when you're in that vibe, that is the vibe that helps you, because you are not distracted. And if you do get distracted, you know how to get back quick.
Right. You bounce back if you are aware of what you're doing. Do you require any tools like crystals and things like that?
Well, I tell people that crystals are mostly, it's a part of nature. So what that does is it actually helps to kind of pull something out of you that may have been stuck a little bit. And it's weird until you feel it, right? Because a lot of people don't want to feel anymore, or they're not feeling at all. So sometimes when you hold a crystal, it literally will pull things out of you that is negativity. And that's what happens. So let me just explain how an energy vampire attacks people or negativity. When you have an aura field, your aura field comes around and it emulates out, right, about 6 feet. And then what happens if someone's telling you a story that can penetrate into your field, and then it's almost like a suction cup. It's like a cord, right? A connection. And what happens is that cord will feed that person, right, from their negativity. They'll just keep coming and getting your good light until your light diminishes. So what happens is when you have your boundaries up, then those people can't, it's harder for them to get through. So then you are on your path and you're following your intentions instead of listening to other people or letting them come in and belittle you to where you don't feel confident enough to make the right moves for yourself. I hope that makes sense.
It does make sense. So how does someone work on their boundaries?
So if you need to work on your boundaries, I always say, I like to make a list. Like I know people say, oh, whatever, making a list, but I'm a journal freak. I have a ton of journals. So I have a journal just for like codes and things that help inspire me. And I'll go back and I'll read them and I'll just like, almost like Braille. I'll keep writing over it till it gets like a thick, like, with different colors. And then I'll just go with my fingers over them and I'll just feel the energy of what I put in there. So when you have a boundary, the way to really sustain it is to say, my qualifications for me being at my highest level. You put your 10 qualifications on what you believe in. And if that these people are in that, in your qualifications, and they're not settling up with what you believe in, then you know right away that they are here to distract you, right? Because there are people and there's energies that just come in to automatically distract you from your gift, from reaching your goal. It's like playing a video game. So when you're at level one, you may have low, you know, boundaries because you're not sure of yourself. Say you're like 16 in your 20s, you're at level two, level three, but sometimes you get stuck at level one because your boundaries are not clear. So clearing your boundaries, it could be like, I only go out twice a week. Do you know what I mean? Like certain things like that. Like, or like if people aren't showing you enough love or not showing you enough or not listening to you fully or like sabotaging the way they listen to you, by making you feel like what you're saying is not truth, but your truth is always going to be your truth, right? No one on this earth is here to make you believe that your truth is not your truth, okay? Because they have their own truth and they have their own life to live. So when someone comes in and they stop you and they belittle you, then what that does is it drops you down to the level, back down to the level that you know you're not supposed to be on. I hope that was clear enough. Because I will go.
It's very interesting. No, I love all of it. I don't know if everyone taps into their spiritual being unless they become aware of something that they want to, you know, become better at. But social media has also helped us be more aware and more into our feelings, I feel like.
Yeah, no, it has. And I think that we just forget that we are spiritual beings. And that's why every TikToker and every, you know, social media I start now, they say, hello, spiritual beings, because you're thinking as a physical being, but this is just a vessel, right? That consciousness, that voice that comes in your head, that's not a physical voice. It's a spiritual voice. It's your guide. It's your guides. It's your angels. It's the ancestors, is the ones that want you to be at your highest version. Our desires on this planet is to reach our highest version, right? When you pass away, people may remember you for 2 weeks, but they're going to remember your intentions, how they felt around you, what made them love you, right? Those sort of things. So when you're in your spiritual element, you are thinking about lifting people up, and you're also thinking that you are here for this reason, right? So you have your emotional body, you have your physical body, and you have your spiritual body. And that's why you see a lot of people stuck in their physical body, which is wealth. All right, that's what the world has told us that we should desire. Then you have your emotional body. When you start healing, you tap into that. You're realizing I'm healing, I'm in my emotional body, and I am sustaining that. And then when you tap into your spiritual body, it actually aligns everything together like a triangle, and it will get you thinking differently outside of the box, right? Because we are learned in school and stuff to think inside a box. But your spiritual being is free to think limitless. And that is where we're missing.
How does someone work on that daily? Is it like earthing or grounding, I think it's called? Or is it listening to meditations more, tapping into the subconscious mind? Like, how does someone get there?
Yes. So spirituality, I say a lot is dealing with, well, you have to go to the dark to get to the light. There's no way around that, right? So there's things that happen to you, you may have closed off in your mind, closed those doors. You need to open those doors, face those things, those emotional things that you're putting away. You have to go through the dark to get to the light. And so that's your spirituality. Spirituality is not all like jumping on like flowers and just being all happy. It's a lot of dark too, right? So you go through the dark and you get through the light and you're like, I know I'm better than this. I know there's more in life than this, right? So that is a mantra I always said to myself. I know there's more in life than this. And that was when I was a child. And so I've always been aware and I've always listened to my intuition, which have saved my life a bazillion times. And your spirituality is you can be grounding, you can do meditation. You can do chimes or sound therapy. Also just getting yourself a massage, because it moves energy through your body. And there's different ways to start. It depends on what you're getting called to do first, right? So you have to listen. I would say meditation would maybe the first, the best for anyone because people are so distracted. So like learning how to breathe for 5 minutes, that's meditation. You can walk, look at the leaves, look at the squirrels. That's literally walking meditation. It's because you're settling your mind and you're being present.
Yeah, it's all about being present, which can be hard. Like we've discussed these things.
It's like the hardest thing for people is to be present, because even when you're just sitting with yourself, your mind is racing. You're thinking, I have to do this, I have to do that, and I have to do that. And sometimes you don't have to do anything.
So what do you think people most struggle with today?
I think people just struggle with labels. I'm not going to lie. A label, because we do, and I did it all the time. Oh, I have to do this so I can have a label and I could do that. And then once you get it, you're like, what the hell? It's just a label, right? We have so many people that have like 20 labels behind their name. And like none of that really matters, okay? The one thing that I feel like people should be worried about is how your energy feels around other people. Like I said, when you go and you see somebody, you're like, I just love her outfit. I love the way she looks. I love everything about her. I just want to go up and be friends with her. It's because her energy, she doesn't have to speak. She doesn't have to say a word, right? But you can feel her energy. And if people learn how to clear up their energy, their energetic field, their aura, and their chakras, that is what really sustains you, because people are going to know you for that person made me smile, right? Like those are the things that we're missing in this world. I mean, hey, social media, I love it. Believe me, I'm in it all the time. But I also know when I had enough and I need to pull away, right? And I also know when it's time for me to clear up my aura and go ground and go reconnect with myself. And no one teaches this kind of stuff. Everyone teaches you go to school and you have to get an A or you're not a good person. That's not true, because some of the people that got D's and E's in school are turned out to be one of the best entrepreneurs on earth. Right? So we put these people in a box and we give them a label and we say, if you're an A student, you're going to be amazing. But the A students are working for the D students now, right? Because everything's a label. And that is where we're missing out on realizing we are powerful if we listen to the messages that are getting us to our higher self. And there's some people have bad messages, so you have to be aware. So when I do, I wake up in the morning, I said, I'm so grateful and thankful that all my decisions are coming from my highest version. And so that I know I'm getting a clear message to do the right thing. You should do this. You should go there. Yes, this is going to be amazing. It's going to make you feel good. You know what I mean? Because buying an outfit sometimes is going to plummet you. And when you meet somebody in that outfit, they're going to make you feel good for buying it. You know, so there's so many little things that we miss out on in life, I think.
Yeah, no, that's true. I think we do too. I just think the whole like essence of a spiritual being is interesting, because you don't think of it all separate. What would be the emotional part versus the spiritual being?
So your emotional part is we'll talk about a broken heart, right? Not to be, but like I've had this thing where I always had this abandonment feeling in my life, right? Abandoned by my mom, abandoned by my dad. Well, my dad passed away, but abandoned by boyfriends and stuff like that. And so I attacked that abandonment to my aura field. So it was like anytime I was dating somebody, I would get abandoned by them and I didn't know why, but it was my frequency. It was me feeling abandoned since I was a child. And so once I healed that abandonment, then I had a different frequency coming out, because you receive in front of you what you are. So if you're worthy and you feel worthy, you will receive that kind of thing, right? I mean, you can attract different things too, but you just have to know what, like if you're good, you're going to attract bad, obviously, but you have to know, is this bad good for me, or is this bad showing me something I need to learn in my life, right? Because we're always learning. And sometimes when you are dealing with something bad, it's because you need to learn something, right? You need to get over some hump to get to the next level, to stand up for yourself. So when you do that, then you are pushing forward. That's why that showed up, so that you can stand up for yourself to get to the next level. And so I had to realize that abandonment was me feeling it in myself, right? In my heart center. So once I cleared that, then I started to feel a lot better. I mean, I've been married for 25 years. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
That's a good
because
thing.
Because he gets on the nerves. I'm not going to lie. I mean, you have that, right? But, you know, there was a time where I felt like I always had this broken feeling in my heart, and I had to like learn how to love myself fully, unconditionally. And so that's your emotional part. And I hope that I said that so that people can digest it, because sometimes I get too woo-woo and it gets on.
Right. No, I get it. It's very interesting. So how did you heal your self-abandonment?
I started to realize that I was worthy. And so I would sit with that and I said, this is what I want. I made myself a list mentally. Sometimes I make a mental list and I said, okay, so I desire this. I desire this, this, and this. And then it all showed up when I was super clear and I was knowing that if it did not come and if these things did not follow these three top things that I desired, you make a list of 10 and then you pick the top three because, you know, everything can't always fall into place. But when you do the top three, then the other ones eventually get there, right? And so when you are in your head and you know that these are the things that you desire, desire love, desire someone to look after you, take care of you, right? And I always said I always wanted to make sure that I sat down at dinner at 5:30 with my family, right? These are things that I said, these are non-negotiables for me. They're non-negotiables. When I got pregnant, I made sure that I completely changed the way I ate because I didn't know a lot about that food. So I had a holistic person come in over 20 years ago and she changed my whole way of thinking around food. And then I said, I'm going to make sure we're eating at 5:30. Like these are things that were non-negotiable because I didn't have them in my life and they made me feel unworthy and unattached, right? So I said, I'm going to provide these things that I did not have and they were non-negotiable. And I did all of them, you know, and I showed up for all of them because that was my non-negotiable. And if you just say, what is my non-negotiable? Sit with yourself, take a couple deep breaths, put your hand on your heart and your belly and say, what is my non-negotiable? And then you will get the answer. We're not asking the right questions to get the right answers from our highest self. Because technically your highest self is here listening to you. And they're always dropping like gifts and knowledge down. And it's up to you to be able to receive them. And that's the same thing with frequency. When someone holds space for you, they're lifting up your vibration. But you have to do this yourself. I can't go in and pull you up myself. Right. I can't do that.
Right. No, it's definitely interesting. And it's like, yeah, you have to show up for yourself and be consistent. And that brings you confidence, yes, over time. I love that.
It's about you. It's about you following your intentions, right? Because like I said, when you're a child, you have other people's stories attached to you because they're like, you can't do that. You have to work hard to do this. You have to do this. I mean, they're literally like hounding you as a child and just putting all their stories and all their lack of stuff they never did onto you. But when babies are born into this earth, they are joy. They are complete love. Anytime you see a baby, you just feel love. It's like there's no question, right? It's like you want to squeeze them and hug them. You just feel the love coming off of them. And as they get like two or three, they're in their imagination, they're dreaming, they're loving life. And then when they get older, they have people just telling them constantly what to do. So now all their stories and all their lack and all the fear of these adults are attached to these babies, right? Mm-hmm. And so now you have to go back and refine your gift that you were born with. And that's where your magic happens. That is your magic.
I like that. That could be cool.
I'm getting all like kitty because I love, like, I'm like, forget it. I just want to be a kid again. I just want to be in my delusional, like, love my life again and just be super sexy and just love me, right? And that's all I'm doing. Because when you love yourself, your vibration lifts and the people that are low vibe, they can't even attach to you anymore. They just fall off like mad, like they just fall away from you, right? Because they can't handle it. It messes with their aura and messes with their frequency into where they can't be in your energy anymore. anymore. So they'll still try to attack you, but you have to stay focused and know that you are enough.
I love that. Yeah, it's interesting that we are energy and that's how people manifest what they want. That's why The Secret was so popular, because
But we have a ton of cells. You have to remember too, our cells are communicating. So think of this. It's like our cells are eavesdropping on everything we say. So cells are like frequency, like we're energetic beings, just like a computer. We are literally like that. So our cells are, we have trillions and trillions of cells. And if you research that, you will see that they are always listening and they're communicating. So that's why when people are negativity, more negativity comes in them, because that's the frequency they're at. When you say you're going to have a bad day, you usually do. When you say everything works out for me, I get every green light. I get a parking space right up front. You know what I mean? Like you have to test it. Test it. And like, say if you buy a red car, if you're looking to buy a new car, you're going to see that car everywhere because you're at that frequency of that car. Like it shows you all the time. People are just not aware of it. And when you do buy that car, you're going to see that car everywhere because you're in that frequency. That's a belief, right?
I agree. It's hard to keep it up consistently, but it's definitely true. When you feel good, good things happen. When you feel bad, it seems like things are collapsing.
But here's the thing. If it's only what we believe. So if we say it's hard to do, then it's going to be hard to do. If you wake up and the first thing you do is take a breath and say 10 things you're grateful for. This is the best thing I used to do. I still do it all the time. I go through my body. I'm grateful for my eyes. I'm grateful for my mouth. I can talk. I'm grateful for my body, my arms, my legs. I just literally do gratitude down my body. And then I start my day. So I'm starting my day with the blessing of knowing I have another day to complete my highest fulfillment.
I love that.
Whether that's saying hi to somebody, making them smile, holding the door open for older people. Like these are just simple things that we are forgetting about that give people joy. It gives you joy, but it also gives someone else joy. And it's very simple, but we're so used to, I got to do these 50,000 things. But did you help somebody today? Like, did you give somebody a compliment? Like those are little tiny things, but they bring so much joy to you and other people.
Yes, I've read and listened to podcasts where it talks about giving and growing truly makes people happy more than money or other things.
Yeah, I love money too. Don't get me wrong.
Right. We need it, unfortunately.
I definitely love it. You can tap into that too. Like that's a whole frequency, right? Like if you think of a number, you will get that number. Like if you think of a certain thing, it will come into you because that's what you're focused on. But the thing is, the distractions make it hard for frequencies to come into your aura. So you have to clear your aura so that it's a clear signal, right? Like when I grew up, if you didn't turn the radio station the right way, you would not be able to hear your favorite channel was like 97.3 and you're just trying to get that channel. That's the same thing with frequency. If there's all these distractions, that's why the world is throwing all these distractions at us, because they don't want us to be into our highest power. And when you hear if you keep looking these ways, your frequency is not going to be able to come straight through you, right? Because it's got to get through this and that and that. Okay, so keep it clear, the energy clear.
Do you have any advice for people on a day-to-day basis, how to kickstart their day? Is it just through gratitude? Is that the best way to start?
I like the gratitude. I try to do that. I also try to do the meditation. But if you really want to be, I always say you have to move your body too, because you have your emotional and you have your spiritual, but this physical body plays a big part, right, of receiving. And I think we forget to receive. So if someone gives you a compliment, most women will say, oh my God, this old shirt, if it's just in my closet, right? They won't receive the compliment. So you also have to be like, oh my God, thank you. And a great way to be in a receiving energy says, I am welcoming love into my life. I am welcoming wealth into my life. I am welcoming the best friendships into my life. So now you are on the receiving end and you are being able to channel in the right connections that are meant for you, because there's always something meant for you. It's just you receiving it. So that's what I will give people. Try to learn to receive like receive love, receive kindness, or receive gratitude. And if someone does bring you hate, hey, you can receive that, feel it, let it go, and bring something good in at that same time to cancel out that negativity.
That's great advice. How do people find you? Do they find you on TikTok, Instagram, your website?
I am on TikTok. So I'm Soul Design on TikTok, Soul Design Lux, and Soul Design Firm on my website. I would say TikTok's probably better, or you can just do my name, Carrie Morgan, on Facebook too. But I know that right now that women are, we're waking up. This is the age of Aquarius, and it's coming in strong, and these energies coming in strong. So most people, you're at a high level in life. You don't have anyone else here to talk to, right? Everyone in your life is usually down because you made it. And so a lot of women are here and they're looking to be up here, but they just desire another frequency and they don't believe they're worth it. So they get in this, well, I should not do this. I shouldn't go any higher than where I am. But no, you are getting called to be into your highest version possible, to where you're like international. And you can feel that. When you feel that, you know it's time to find a mentor, to find a spiritual person that's going to help you, just get you out of that funk that you're in right now. So,
yes, you helped that me. That organic post, you got a lot of comments and likes. So I do agree with you that people like authenticity.
Right? It's the one thing that we're forgetting on this earth. Just be authentic. Speak your truth. If they don't like it, they weren't meant to be with you anyway.
Right?
You got to let people go. I mean, we keep, everyone should not have a seat at our table. And that's just how it should be. I mean, and I said that earlier, like, I don't know how many friends I have left. I'm like, I'll, you know, I'll hang out, but I like pull back when I feel it. When I feel this, like, you feel a little jealousy or you're feel, and I feel like a lot of pretty women feel a lot of jealousy and we don't know what to do. Like that's a whole nother podcast. I need to start my own podcast.
Yeah, you do. You do. I agree.
Right? I mean, like that energy alone, and I've lived through that my whole life. I mean, from my mother to like everyone being jealous of me. And I'm like, dude, what the hell? I'm not even doing, I'm like a kid. Like, how are you jealous of me? So
it's very strange. I see it in families. I see it with friends. So I get it.
It's like a low, it's like a low vibe jealousy, right? But they try to joke it off like it's not really happening, but it is. Okay. And you're like, and you have to remember when you learn your instincts, then you know what you know. Do you see what I mean? So when you're really, when you have a close friendship with your intuition, you know things and you cannot turn that off. And that's what we need. We need that signal again to say, something's not right here, because it saves us in so many ways, saves us time, energy, all that good stuff.
Well, thank you so much, Carrie. You definitely helped me this week and I hope you help many others. And I hope people check out mostly your TikTok. I love that the most, Soul Design Lux. It's really good. She gets into the whole light mood vibe to take you to
all that good stuff. And I have a pin post at top. It says how to create space to level up. So that's a good one. It's like 3 minutes, like easy.
Oh, good. I'll have to check that one out. All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, that's it for now. Thanks everyone for joining us. Please reach out to me so I can feature you on my show. I do respond to everyone. You can find me on my Instagram at Jennifer Sherlock or my business Instagram at JennaCom. And check out our new website coming soon, livewithoutanet.com. Thanks again, and I look forward to taking risks with you.